George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Jewish Theater of Bloomington is presenting Visions of Right at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, performances May 18th through May 27th. It's a play by Marcia Cebulska. Marcia was a longtime Bloomington resident, writing and working in the arts for about 25 years before she headed out to Topeka, Kansas.
I'm thrilled to be coming back, and it's a great homecoming opportunity for me. I will be at every performance and part of talkbacks after a couple of the performances.
I understand that you actually went undercover to do some research when you were working on this play.
Yes, I did. My main character is a photographer who is being defamed and picketed by a hate-preaching church. A woman I knew who was a photographer was interested in going as well, and she and I went as if we were aspiring congregants, as if we wanted to join the congregation of the Westboro Baptist Church, which has a mission of hate. We put scarves on our head, covered our hair, as the women do in the congregation, and went to the church. And it was a surprising, revelatory visit. I grew up in a very elaborate, Baroque-ish Catholic church with stained glass windows and incense and that kind of thing. And the Westboro Baptist Church is a small, dark, very, very plain, austere, poor-looking, windowless church with fake wood paneling. And something about that changed my attitude. I walked in with hate and anger, and I went from hate to pity. And it was an important moment for me in the research. Also, it gave me an opportunity to hear how the Reverend Phelps talked to his congregation, what it preached about, what kind of Bible verses he quoted. Those were all useful to my writing the script.
Now, you say that that actually your emotions really turned to pity in some ways. How does that inform your script?
My main character ends up going to the church herself, equipped with her camera and a gun in her purse. Originally, I just had this attitude of hate and anger, and my character similarly walks in as a Joan of Arc with a great mission. And then she sees something about both herself and about them. She sees a spark of humanity in them and a little bit of a failure of her own ideals as far as herself is concerned.
Has your own relationship to the piece and the way you see it as part of your own artistic development changed?
That's a good question. This play has gone through considerable evolution over time. One of the things that I'm liking about this particular production is that I am working with Martha Jacobs, who read the first draft of the play when I wrote it many years ago. Martha is seeing things in it that no one has seen before because she has some insights that haven't been made before.
Now, you've mentioned that with the current climate, it seems as if this play that came from your reactions back in 2000 is even more pertinent in 2017.
Yes, I think what's in the news, the Muslim bans and bomb threats, black men being shot, there's a lot of things going on to do with hate crimes, hate speech. So the play does seem more relevant. Recently, a student, after a reading at a college, asked me if I had written the play with one of the characters modeled on Donald Trump, which, of course, was not at all the case because I wrote it 15 years ago. But I found that interesting.
We've been talking with playwright Marcia Cebulska. The Jewish Theater of Bloomington presents Visions of Right in a production directed by Martha Jacobs. It'll be in the Rose Fire Bay of the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, May 18, 20, 25, and 27 in the evening, and the 21st, there's a 3 o'clock matinee. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.